Seattle City Council has released details of a proposed income tax on high earners. The draft legislation would levy a 2% tax on annual income above $250,000 for individuals and over $500,000 for couples filing jointly. KUOW's Kate Walters explains.
Imagine you're a single adult in Seattle and your total income is $275,000 a year. $25,000 of that would be taxable, and you'd end up paying about half a grand in income tax. Councilmember Lisa Herbold says this could help ease the burden on low-income residents.
That would allow us to reduce our reliance on the most regressive taxation methods that we have currently. So that's specifically our reliance on property tax and sales tax.
Herbold says the revenue would help pay for things like affordable housing and potential funding losses under the Trump administration. But opponents say it's illegal under state law. And Paul Guppy with the conservative think tank The Washington Policy Center says it may increase income inequality in the city.
The very wealthy just pay the tax. Lower income people don't have to pay the tax. People who are more in the middle, it affects their thinking about where they want to live. And over time, it creates an incentive to move out of Seattle into an area that doesn't have an income tax.
Officials say the tax would impact fewer than 5% of Seattle households and will raise $125 million in the first year. A public hearing will take place on Wednesday and the legislation will be formally introduced into council next week. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.